Well, it is finally upon us, the mother of all Michigan-Michigan State games, and I'm telling you right now, the nation will be watching for the first time in years. I'm Michigan Radio sports commentator John Eubakin, here to tell you why. Well, it's finally upon us, the mother of all Michigan-Michigan State games, and it's about time. This rivalry has too often been dismissed as a regional affair and not a national showpiece. That's partly because the two teams are almost never ranked at the same time. When one is up, the other's down. Lately, it's been all Michigan State. The Spartans have beaten Michigan 6 out of the last 7 games and often embarrassing the Wolverines in the process. The Spartans spanked Michigan so badly the past 2 years. Whenever I said, good game, to a State fan, they'd complain that, yeah, sure, they won, but, you know, they just didn't play that well. You got the feeling they were getting a little bored with the whole thing. The credit goes to Spartans head coach Mark D'Antonio, who's done more with less than just about any coach in the country. He's been beating up on the Wolverines with a lot of players Michigan did not even want. Halfway through the current season, the Spartans are undefeated and ranked 7th. So what's D'Antonio's reward? The entire offseason, he got to listen to the media go on and on about Michigan's Jim Harbaugh before Harbaugh had even coached a game. Michigan had been getting worse every year. Since Harbaugh had inherited the same players, not much was expected this year. But after Michigan lost the opening game to a very good Utah team, the Wolverines won the next 5 games, including 3 straight shutouts. That's right. Michigan has not allowed a point in 3 games. The last time that happened was in 1980, and Jim Harbaugh was still in high school. Jim Harbaugh is no longer in high school. Harbaugh's squad got there step by step, first by playing tough, and then smart, and then confident. So confident that in their last game against Northwestern, the Wolverines looked like they could not wait for the next play to show off what they'd learned. They did not come to Ann Arbor to play on a losing team. I can't recall any Michigan-Michigan State game that seemed to mean so much to both sides. The Spartans want to make sure this decade of domination doesn't stop. D'Antonio wants to prove his success was not just a matter of thumping the overmatched Brady Hoke, but that he can take on a big-time coach like Jim Harbaugh. Of course, Michigan wants to prove they've really returned, long before anyone thought they would. Who's going to win? It's harder to predict this year than usual, because I don't think Michigan State's played its best football yet, while Michigan keeps exceeding expectations every weekend. Will the Spartans wake up and play to their potential? Will the Wolverines wake up from a dream season and fall back to earth? Or are the Wolverines really a national contender? We'll find out tomorrow. But a few things are certain. Whoever wins will be in the top 10 next week and have a great shot at the 4-team national playoff. We also know the fans of the winning team will be insufferable for a year, almost as bad as the fans of the losing team. And that is what a real rivalry looks like.